Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game. My performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed. Hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost. Take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever, ever, ever. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, the creator of the Chocolate City Movement, the DVD, the radio show, the Chocolate Wave, everything chocolate that you see associated with me, I created it. I'm that bitch. Tonight, we're going to have UGFM Magazine. Also, he also owns the Wave Magazine. He's also a rapper. He's also a graphic designer, photographer. He also has a Triple X production company that's going into play. He does it all. He reminds you of them fucking Jamaicans off of In Living Color. They had about 13, 14 jobs, and they never talked about fucking, but I know fucking had to be like a part-time job or whatever. So we have them on. We have a special guest calling in. I ain't going to tell you who he is till he call in, just in case he don't call in, because I can't find his Twitter to cuss his ass out, so I'm going to be nice. I'm going to bring Mr. G.A. on with his old private calling ass. So, hold on. Mr. G.A.
What's happening?
Man, I swear, you and your bootleg ass phone. I told you about going to the flea market.
Yeah, right. You can hear me. You can hear me very well. What's up, Chalk Mommy? What's the word?
I told you about going to the flea market.
What's up, Chalk Mommy?
You're catching people up. And whatnot. I'm so damn sleepy. I'm so tired.
You sound like you're tired.
I still got a lot.
Up all night fucking. Yeah, stop doing that, mom. Yeah, I know. Up all night fucking. Yeah, stop doing that, baby. Yeah, I know you know.
No, I wish.
Yeah, I know you know.
No.
Yeah, up all night fucking.
6 o'clock yesterday morning. I didn't go to bed
until
6 o'clock. Yeah, I didn't know. Be talking about. He was like, you know, if you gotta stay up all night, most of the money calls come between 9 and 11. He said you might as well stay up to 12. Bull fucking shit. A bitch, man, look, I can't stay up. Y'all men, y'all don't got scruples. Y'all can stay up 3-4 days in a row, do what the hell y'all gotta do, and then sleep. Females can't do that, cause you know, we need to sleep about 6 to 8 hours a day so we can still look good when we get up and, you know, shit like that. So, you know, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta post. I got to post my chocolate fantasy from last week. I'm waiting for my logo to get done because I'm tired of using pictures. So people can just see that logo and it just be stuck in their head. Because that shit was like mad funny. Motherfucker calling me a bitch. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was funny.
Because he wasn't going to get his dick sucked and neither was his boys. That's what I think.
I think he was mad because he told his boys, I'm saying, was going down for real. And he was straight up a sucker. They're like, yo, you got to play, you're a sucker. You know what I'm saying? You're a free sucker. That's what happened to him. You feel me? That's what happened to dude. You know what I mean?
He shouldn't have been so motherfucking thirsty.
No, he was thirsty for real, yo, real thirsty. I mean, he went to the bathroom and started jacking his dick for a minute, like, yo, I'm going to talk now. My manager on the phone, too. What's happening? He ain't had no manager.
They probably was in the bathroom, both their dicks out, like, ooh, yeah, man. And they probably didn't even care that they was out stroking their meat and shit in front of each other. They just thought about a bitch coming through who head game is a felony, and he was just going to bust them off.
But listen, I'm saying real talk. I'm saying, I mean, a real dude, a real player. I'm saying anybody calls his phone like, yo, I suck dick. I'm like, yo, bro, fuck you. I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a real player would know better. You know what I'm saying? These cats are wanksters, yo, for real. Wanksters.
Well, yeah. I don't know, Mr. G.A., the first time me and you talked, you was cupcaking on the motherfucker phone.
You a liar.
You had me on the phone so long, the motherfucker that introduced us, we stopped talking to him.
Yo.
Tell me
I'm lying. Nah, the reason why, listen, no, tell us the truth. We had so much to comment about your brother, about your family people. I'm saying, that's how we became real attack, because your people, I know your people, so stop playing.
You a sucker. But before you knew my people, you was cupcaking on the phone, because you called me from a different number.
Never.
Yo, this is such a such.
There you go.
Man, that picture. Oh, my God. Like, that's a beautiful picture. Like, and then when we was on the phone that Saturday, you was phone hogging, you was phone jacking.
Yo, I think she be lying about somebody else. It's not me, Mr. J. She lying about somebody else. That's my service announcement.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. You was like, oh, man. Like, yo, tell her to send me some pictures so I can see what she look like. Then he was like, yo, that's the one with the pictures. Oh, the one with the pretty pussy. Oh.
Yo, you mad funny, yo. You mad funny, yo.
Like,
you funny as hell.
Beautiful breezy cover girl. So, you know, since
breezy,
y'all, bam. I'm gonna take the heat off you. I'm gonna take the heat off you and put it, you know, in a proper perspective. Breezy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Breezy, bam. What's up, mommy?
I'm making this absent-minded motherfucker remember some old playlist shit.
Breezy,
bam.
Breezy, bam. She lying the whole time, yo. What's up, baby? How you feeling, Breezy?
Hey. Hey, Chuck, you ain't tuned into the show last night, but I told G.A. he got one of them old, nasty uncle laughs. You know when you know them uncles be like, hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Yo.
Let me see, last night. Girl, I was so all over the place last night. I was working. And did I get it? Man, you know what? You need to text me before your show comes, because normally I'll check my emails, but when I'm on my damn phone and whatnot, girl, I was like all over the place last night. Man, listen,
okay.
D.A. so rude. Every time I listen to my playback, I always hear him and his old nasty-ass friends in the background talking about plotting on some pussy and shit. Who gonna pay what? They be like, I got 20, somebody like, I got 40, somebody like, I got 50, so they can get a whole 100, and she get them like 10 minutes each.
Why he always plotting? Why he just can't? What's wrong, G.A.?
Because he a fucking New
Yorker.
You
got the hook. Why you ain't putting it to good use?
Because he not Captain Hook. That's why. He just got a hook. Like, that's because he was fucking the wrong bitch. That's how that happened.
Damn.
That's a permanent cramp in his dick.
Somebody broke your ding-a-ling, G.A.?
That motherfucker ain't paying attention. So that's good.
Yo, what you say, come on? what'd you say, Smart? I missed that for my man. What'd you say, Smart? What'd you say?
We want to know, did somebody break your dick?
No, who said that?
That's what
Listen, tonight I'm gonna send a twit pic, all right, for real. I ain't playing, cause Charlie boy, see you boys, I'm gonna send a twit pic tonight at midnight for y'all to see Mr. J's dick for real. A twit pic, that's my word.
Breezy. After midnight, it's twit after dark. It's for the grown.
I be on there. I be on there after. Yes. See, Wednesday I was able to do it. Now, yesterday I wasn't able to hang. I fell asleep probably about 11:30. But I'm on there today. I'm on there today. You know, today we got Fuck It Freaky Friday on the show, and we got K9 on the show. So I know I'm gonna be ready.
Oh, cool. Right. And you know what I'm going to do for the fans? I'm going to go in my little archives of videos and find a dick sucking video that's under a minute and 30 seconds and put it on Twitter. So motherfucker, you see why bitch head game is a felony.
I'm going to let them know that in a few. I'm going to go tweet that right now.
I know you are. I know she is, too.
I'm tweeting it right now. I'm putting it out there.
So I can so I can get my lessons in.
Well, look, I'm saying Chalk Mommy is posting an X-rated video tonight for Tweet After Dark.
After Dark, Mickey Fridays.
Starting at 12 a.m.
Yes.
Yep.
After midnight.
Friday.
After midnight.
And we don't call it the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. We don't call it. Because Chuck a freak. She a straight freak.
Y'all going to get me so fucked up.
No doubt. Breezy Bam.
Riding the chocolate wave is going to get me so fucked up.
Yes, it will, for real. It will get you messed up for
Lord.
Real, yo.
So what's going on the show tonight? Who you have tonight, girl? Fill me in.
I have UGFM Magazine, and we have a surprise caller. I can't say his name. That's how much of a surprise it is.
see that?
Well, is he going to call while I'm on?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Matter of fact.
He's going to call after.
Matter of fact, stay on the phone. Matter of fact, let me call now, Chuck. He's right back, all right?
See, he got to call motherfuckers because, like, they
don't know. I ain't got to call him. I mean, he on point. Stand by.
Ain't nothing
on
point. Even his dick get hard, it ain't
on
point. Shut up.
Shut your ass up.
Oh, good God. That is such a bad a business.
Breezy.
Yeah.
She already know what time. Listen, she know what time it is, yo. I got footage on Shock, yo. Me busting her ass many times. She already know what time it is. So that's just all talk.
Breezy, I swear.
Breezy, I swear.
Get into my old archive, I would bring out some footage from when Mr. G.A. was a porn star with his wife Tion fucking the hell out of a bitch.
Mr. G.A. used to be a porn star? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
A very
short-lived
porn star. He did two things. Bitch was like, man, that
because that's porn and love. Breezy. Breezy Band, that's going a lot. They're like, T.A., please be my man. I'm like, nah, I'm trying to do a movie. It was going crazy. It was going straight crazy, yo, crazy.
His screen name was Garbage Dick. Look it
up. Breezy. Yeah, Breezy. Breezy Band, you already know. Breezy, back it up, reverse that.
Yeah.
All right? That's her. Straight garbage, yo. Straight garbage,
what?
Yo, for real.
Straight
garbage. Oh, come
really?
On, Chalk. You, Chalk, really. You know it's garbage. Stop playing. You know it's straight garbage.
I can't wait to tweet after dark because motherfuckers is going to be on a bitch tip for real.
Yo,
so why you calling your imaginary friend? I got to play my song. I can't be fucking with you. Where is my song at? I got to get the work off. So I can't be fucking with you.
Don't get caught up with GA, girl. Do not get.
That's
where
right.
is Nay
That's
today?
Right.
Where is Nay?
She at church. She at church.
She's at a family reunion. Oh, shit. I see
she
a 646 number calling in.
That's him. That is. That's my man.
That ain't him. That's fucking
yes,
imaginary
it is,
friend.
It is so. That is some of my people. Answer the phone.
Yo. Answer the phone.
The great grandmaster team.
Don't be telling him what to say, and don't be telling him what the fuck he's pretending to be.
Yo, shut up. Yo, shut up. Yo, what up, Grand?
Yeah, what up, Mello?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
We're on the Chalk Mommy show. You got Chalk Mommy and Breezy Bam on the show. That's my man, Grandma Studio from Houdini.
Okay. I need some credentials. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I have a question for you. How did you hook up with Mr. G.A.?
With crazy-ass G.A.
Yes. Crooked dick, Mr. G.A.
Hey, Grandmaster. They call me on here, I'm Mr. G.A. That's my name on here, Mr. G.A. That's my name, Mr. G.A. on here. Who are you talking about?
Government, because you might get my show fucked up, you know? So, 5 months, he been Mr. G.A., because we don't really want people to know who he is, because then they going to put his
business
out.
Girl, when he added me on Facebook, he almost didn't get accepted on Facebook.
Girl, all I have to do is look at that smile and see that he paid for pussy, so he'll get accepted
every
time.
Yeah, right, I doubt that. Never that. Yo, she crazy, Grant. She crazy. She crazy, man. That's chocolate.
What show you got me on, man?
He got you right in the chocolate wave.
Chocolate wave.
Yo, y'all cursing and everything.
It's live here, Grant.
This is nothing. I'm being nice tonight.
Yo, Grant. Hey, Grant, she actually fucked on her show. Yo, did a live video of fucking on her live video. Yo, she's crazy. She's crazy, right, yo? But listen, but not real talk. I'm saying they've been doing song for a tour. You know what I mean? That was real successful for the group Houdini. So all the other cats like Big Daddy Kane. Go ahead, Drew, tell me about the tour, Drew.
Yeah, please.
It was us, Dougie Fresh, Biz Mark, Naughty by Nature, Salt and Pepper. And MC Light was on some of the dates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's the old school.
You just
hip-hop.
Named everybody that fucking matters. Like,
right. Bingo.
Everybody that means something that brought the realness to the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely true. You know? And I always said a lot of these cats is rapping now. I mean, you know, I love a lot of cats out here now, but you got to make songs that's going to last and get you money, like I'm saying, down the road. Like cats like Houdini made songs years back. They still running, touring, Dougie Fresh, running, touring, still getting money. You know what I'm saying? It's just not on the shelf for
a
year, and that's
it. Look at these kids. All these kids are still doing the Dougie.
Right.
That's how you know he matters. Like, ain't nobody going to be stunting no Waka Flocka in 30 or whatever amount of years. Ain't nobody going to be stunting these niggas. But
exactly.
Dougie, Houdini, Biz Markie, you mentioned these names and everybody still knows who they are.
Freaks
Come at Night come out?
Yeah, that came out like in 86. But see, the real thing is
86.
About
I was
is,
2 years old in 86 and I still know y'all. Like, for real.
Yeah. The realness about it is, when you respect the game is always going to respect you. So when you touch that mic, you are powerful, and you're supposed to educate, not destroy.
Right.
You're supposed to educate.
Right.
You teach, and you let the people know, because we did it back in the days in the park where we wasn't getting paid, and we did it for free. And then when it came about getting money, we respected it. And back then, you couldn't curse and play on the radio at all. There was no cursing allowed. It was just all about having fun.
That's real talk right there. That's real talk.
I have a confession.
What?
Okay, Mr. G.A., shut the fuck up. When I was a little girl, this is the one with the green eyes, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Man, I laid down plenty of nights with my motherfucking pillow, thinking about the motherfucking eyes, kissing my pillow, humping my pillow. Damn it, I swear, the freaks come out at night. I ain't know what a freak was. If I knew what an orgasm was, I probably would have been masturbating on that motherfucking pillow. But, ooh, wait, he was my pillow so many times. God.
Yes, that rat crazy.
Now, see, y'all ain't gonna get too many kid confessions from me. So y'all better enjoy that one. And if I see the shit on Twitter, I'ma fucking fuck you up and I'ma say you lying. And fucking picture of a pillow and crop one of my pictures and say this is Chuck and Grandmaster D. I'm gonna cut your mama out, right? Like, this is as soft as I'm getting on my show. It's telling the Ike, you know, telling the legend that I had a crush on his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then when they had the little cowboy shit, boy, let me see your ass in some old cowboy setup. Now I'll ride the fuck out of you.
Yo, she crazy. She's crazy.
I'm just saying, though.
Yo.
I'm just saying.
No doubt. That's a good show, man. Good looking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, what in
the
hell?
Tell him
did
we need
I
to get him on the show. We're going to start doing Saturday night old school hours. Like once a month. Would love to have you and the fellas stop by and tell us about the old school game. Like, I'm sure you guys are probably disappointed as fuck in my generation right now, man. Like, I can just imagine.
You know what happens now is a lot of, you know, it's a lot of followers now. So when the game changed, it comes into a point where they start to be greedy, and everybody's greedy, and all money ain't good money. So you look at everybody now, they're doing the same thing. Everybody's sounding the same. Their music is sounding the same. They don't know where to go. They all T-Pained out right now. So when you don't know which way to go, you got to follow. You got to lead. If you follow, you can't lead. So if everybody's doing the same thing, this music ain't going to last long. So everybody, but I say in this game, everybody gets a turn, but when you get that turn, it's what you do with it. You know?
Right.
So that's the main thing to me. And I look at this generation now where they don't respect their elders. That's first of all. If you don't respect your elders, man, you ain't even got respect for yourself. And they ain't got no love in their heart.
Are you the one that's called Grandmaster D?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had to look at the green eyes, so I just pulled you up for y'all.
Makes you want a humble killer too, down it.
Makes me want to have a baby, but I need them eyes. I need them eyes. Oh,
hey,
my
yo.
God. Do you sleep with your eyes open? Because I would sleep with my eyes open if I had that right there. Thank God for your mama and your daddy hunching and making you. This is so special.
Girl, I'm here to tell you. Y'all know.
You can get a 2-for-1 special. You can get Chalk and I come in for free.
You know what, Greasy? He can tell everybody if my head game really is a felony. We gonna
give you the head and I'm gonna give you some Brazilian booty.
Hey Chalk.
Yeah.
They don't call him Grandmaster, they call him Donkey. They call him Donkey, yo. Grandmaster.
And I'm ready for the donkey home. And I'm ready for the donkey home.
Whoa. Donkey?
Yo.
Grandmaster D, or, you know, Sexy Eyes, why do they call you Donkey?
And can we see? Can we get a pic? In the inbox.
Would it be
show
that
and tell?
Size
it's about show and tell.
I mean, Breezy, sometimes there's some shit you don't want to see. You just no wonder he made that song Freaks Come Out at Night, because that motherfucker is not average.
With them eyes and the nickname Donkey, the freaks come out all the time for him.
Oh,
you already know.
Now,
girl,
with a dick like that, I know he ain't never paid for pussy. Because when a man got a big dick, or when a woman sees a big dick, this is what happens. Our mouth instantly gets watery, and we want it. So anything that we can do for an average nigga like, yo, motherfucker, you gonna have to break bread, or you gonna have to do something, we don't do that for you. We ask you, what can we do? Because we want the dick. By any means necessary, we want that donkey dick. So my thing is, I went to the zoo one time, and I seen a zebra dick, and I know that shit was big as hell. So I'm thinking the 14-inch dick that my homeboy sent me last week might be about the same length as yours, but you probably wider, and and you probably free ball and don't wear no draws.
That is free ball.
Free ball.
Hey,
yo, Greg.
Yo.
So she get wild as hell, too, yo. She get wild as hell, yo. She use no hands, kid. No hands.
Matt, with a donkey dick, I'm going to need my hands, precious hands,
stop,
and breezy hands.
That's why Mr. G.A., his friend, Mr. G.A. trying to get all the leftover pussy. Like, okay, he got them bitches. Let me get these two hoes that's left.
Or breezy. Here go a good one. Nobody want to fuck after him because they just going to fall right in. They don't like y'all dudes. I mean, like, we just going to give you a few bitches to fuck on your own. Don't come here nothing. Because after you go with it, the bitch ain't going to want to fuck or she ain't even going to feel us. Mr. G Hook ain't even
going to
work.
He got that boomerang effect. Once he hit, he throw them bitches and them bitches be right back.
You know?
Boomerang.
He has caused plenty of hysterectomies. Like, shit.
Yes.
Fucking with him, I wouldn't need surgery to loosen up my pussy. He'll just go ahead and just do it all naturally.
No, that's right.
I might have stretch marks around my mouth and shit. Ooh.
They call you wide mouth.
Call you wide mouth, right, Greg?
Through the teeth, through the gums, with our stomach, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
I know your woman happy as hell, and if she don't mind, y'all into swinging? Y'all into threesome, foursome, fivesome? Because I mean, shit,
holy
with a dick
shit,
like
that,
you can fuck about. Ooh.
The right number is at least four, because that way nobody is at, like, nobody has nobody at, you know, four is a good number. Three, somebody might be stuck watching
and he
at
can
a
come
time,
fill up the extra
but
holes.
Four, right.
Yeah, because I could be getting my pussy ate, and then they could be doing what they doing, and he come stick the dick up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, hey, Grant.
Hey, brother, what they look like? What y'all look like?
Hey, yo, oh, they fine, Grant. Fine as hell, yo.
Are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Google me. He can Google me and see all my shit. I'm good.
What's her name?
What's in the Chalk Mommy, right? Oh, what's that? 01 Chalk?
Yeah. No, just Chalk Mommy. Chalk Mommy.
Chalk Mommy, Grant. Her ass up in the ass
on
the back.
Twitter,
wide open.
I'm Chalk Mommy 03. I got the butt naked icon.
Oh, shit.
You got a butt naked icon on your BBM, girl. You sure know how to wake a bitch up.
I went on
BBM and it's pussy right in my face. I was like, oh, Lord,
was
I wasn't ready.
Day.
I wasn't
yo,
ready.
Yo, she likes showing that pussy.
What is it?
Matter of fact, Grant, her brother was the one that brought us down to the borough up in NC. What was that? 05 or 04? Was it 04 or 03, Chop?
It was 03 because I was locked up. I was trying to get home for that concert. Ooh.
Yeah, 03.
He knew what he was doing. Because if I would have fucked him before I turned myself in on January the 5th, boy, I would have been laying in the county jail. Fucked up, man. Pussy wide the fuck open. Wow. I would have been in a wheelchair or using my mama walker. Damn.
Yo.
Hey, shit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, damn. I feel so bad I'm being so bad tonight.
Yo, man, they crazy.
Do a survey on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, if y'all got a donkey dick, y'all in my city, I need to see.
Where they live at, Melo?
One's in Brazil, Bands in Brazil, and Breezy in Brazil, and Chalk's in North Carolina.
Oh, you in North Carolina, Chocolate?
Yeah, your dick reached that far.
No, we coming.
If you get there, you might could stretch it down here.
We're supposed to be down there in September.
For doing what? Concert?
Yeah.
oh, shit, let me know, and then I'll help promote it on the internet. I'm a beast on the my internet game, my head game, my cooking game.
The first week of August, I'll know for sure. But I know for, but in a way, it's gonna happen. I think it's us and Bell Biv DeVoe and a few other people, Dougie and some other people.
Shit, Mr. DA, maybe he can be the judge of my pretty pussy contest.
Oh yeah, he could. He can judge it. That's right. He could judge it.
I know DA. This bitch just say she having a pretty pussy contest. Yes, I did. And notice I said pretty pussy. For you motherfucking bitches that come up in that shit and y'all shit is ugly and told the fuck up, I'm going to be doing my radio show live, and I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to tweet it, and I'm going to say your motherfucking name. Do not come up in my shit with no toe-up pussy, no shit that look crazy, nothing that look like a fucking cat, no roadkill. No roadkill pussy.
Look like a cat.
Pretty pussies. Man, girl, BBM, you see a lot of shit. I seen one that looked like a cat. It looked like it had rabies because some white shit was coming out.
Oh,
how about she nutted? Like, she nutted. I'm like, oh, you'll fuck anything, so therefore I cannot speak to you anymore.
Hell no.
No, yeah. You see,
I'm here to fuck anything. I'm here to
fuck.
You're
a lying ass.
Who's a lying ass?
You a lying ass. We don't fuck anything. Shut the fuck up.
Mr. GA,
we
don't
do
get brand new because you're a friend on here.
We
please
do not.
Don't.
We do not. We do not. Stop lying.
We?
Yeah, you said
man. You said not. But you have a fetish for fat bitches like BBW.
You a liar. You a liar. Yo, Greg.
Let me ask y'all a question. Since we got the old school and I'm sort of, you know, new school, whatever, let me ask y'all a question. When the fuck does a bitch go from being, okay, when is you fat and not thick?
it's a lot of
bitches that call themselves thick, and I'm like, bitch, you fat. But it's some people that call me fat, but I think I'm thick. So what the fuck? Help me out.
Some might be big boned, but some might look like
ain't
Lord
no big
Mars.
Bones, man. Everybody bones the same size. I'm so
like
sick
Lord
of these lies.
No, don't come out looking like Lord Marge.
This lady told her daughter, she said, baby, you not fat, you big bone. That fat bitch said, bones don't shake, mama. This is fat.
Hey, yo, I think Ray Charles did it best, yo. Down by the fucking wrist, son. Down by the wrist, yo. My hands on your wrist, it's a wrap, yo. It's a wrap. You a big motherfucker.
Now, in defense of fat bitches, there are stages. You have people that are small, petite, you know, thick. Then you got the in-between, which I call fluffy or borderline fat. And then you just got big bitches, and you got just big bitches, like the one that I showed you the picture of, Mr. GA, when she was in the fucking bathtub making her ass clap
wow.
like a tsunami.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Big fat joint. Crazy fat bitch. Crazy.
But when you was fucking me, you was calling her name. What's up
you
with that?
You a lying ass. You a lying ass.
You was calling her name, GA.
Hell no, never.
She was like
BBW yo.
Superstar.
Yeah, right.
She was
yeah,
like
right.
Superstar.
Fuck you out of here. Never. Never. You funny.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Hey, yo, listen, I don't do big girls. I never have, never will. Ain't my style. You know what I mean?
I heard big girls got good pussy, though. I don't know about the extra big. I don't know about the extra big. But I heard thick, you know, let's go with the term thick. I heard thick girls got good pussy. If not, they got super head. That's what I heard. That's what my homeboy said.
You fuck with a big girl, you falling in.
Yeah.
you say, like, watch out for that hole. What hole?
But with a donkey dick, it wouldn't matter. You going to hold your own regardless. You ain't never going to fall in nothing.
But then, look, let's not just talk about the ladies, because we got Donkey Kongs on the phone. But there's some niggas out there who dinglings is extra small and then be acting like a bitch pussy loose or something. And, nigga, your dick just small.
Or just do like I do. Why keep coming out? You should not be wanting to hit it from the back. And why do you have a Magnum condom when that shit is like...
Oh, God. And then the Magnum be slipping, and they be wanting to come up with it. Nigga, that's not your size. Them shits don't come one size for all. You better go get you a Trojan regular ribbed or some shit. What the fuck wrong with you, little dick bitch? My auntie had a nigga dick. My auntie had a nigga dick so little, she told him to fuck her in the booty so she could feel something. She was like, I don't feel shit.
Damn.
That's
fucked up.
True story. Shit was bad. She was like, I had to tell him to hit it. I had to tell him to put it in my ass because I couldn't feel shit. I said, hell no.
Wow. She had to go there.
Now, that's a little dick for you. If a bitch asks you to put it in her ass, that shit is small.
Huh?
Wow. That is fucking crazy. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring on UGMF magazine. He's from Philly, so he's going to be like, oh, shit. We got Grandmaster D from Houdini, Mr. GA from Fuck Old Bitches.
And PaperPussy.com.
Yeah, your homie calling you.
Right, what's up, Grant?
Got to roll out.
All right, Grant, one love, man. Thank you, man, for on it. We appreciate it, Amy.
All right, no problem,
thank
y'all.
You,
take
and we're still
y'all.
Waiting on our picture.
One love, Grant.
Bye.
Okay, we have UGFM Hollywood on the line. This is my new fool from the G.
What's going on?
And whatnot.
What's going on?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm chilling. How are you?
It's all good. So, what's up, brother?
What's going on? Hey, y'all here rolling out, talking about the little dick niggas and shit.
Yeah, come to my man.
Yeah, you know, I heard it's a lot of them in Georgia.
A lot of what in Georgia?
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Little dick
dudes. A lot of little dick.
Oh, no.
They migrate from
here.
Brooklyn. They migrate from
right.
Brooklyn, New York, and set up shop in Atlanta.
Hey, yo. Hollywood, she talking dirty, man. Talking real grimy. Watch her, Hollywood. This your man, Jay. Watch her, yo. She real grimy, yo. Listen, I done beat her back like 20 times, yo. Yo, the boy can't take no dick, son. Trust me. My
what
word.
You beat my back out 20 times.
20 times, G. Yeah.
What the hell, your dick only stay hard for 5 minutes. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, yo.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yo.
Hollywood, listen,
now, you know for a fact, right, it's a piece of ass you don't really want to fuck, you know what I'm saying, but you got to fuck her, she wants you to fuck her, just fuck her like 5 minutes to leave. That's what I do, you know what I mean, give her a couple of her heads, I'm out, because I don't want to fuck her, that's why, Hollywood, that's why, I ain't want to fuck her, that's why, I did it for her. I did it for her.
All I gotta do is play the archives from Mr. G. It's like, when you gonna let me hit it again? You know I miss you.
Yo, play that shit. Hey, yo. Hollywood, never. I never said that. She's a liar. Never said that. Never said that.
Man.
She's a liar. I never said it. In my life, never.
You said right. Never.
This is a public service announcement endorsed and approved by Chalk Mommy and Chocolate City Radio. Any bitch that wants to fuck Mr. GA, he will fuck you for free. You know what I'm saying? He will eat your pussy. He will take you to justice. He will take you to Atlantic Station. So, with all of you listening and y'all want a free good time with somebody that's going to break bread, follow at Sincere, SincereBK
Oh, you dirty boy. You dirty as hell. Oh, she's going there. Yo, such a liar.
I will go hard, and I will go hard.
Hey, look at the
blue party. It's out of control.
Yo, she wrong for that. Yo, Hollywood. Yo, this is man. For Mr. Hollywood. Hollywood, don't fuck with her. Don't do shit with her, yo. Just cut her off, yo. Fuck her, yo. Call back tomorrow, man. Fuck her, yo. Call back tomorrow. She went down, man. I can't believe she went there. Oh, my God. She's funny. Yo, she's funny as hell, yo. My baby, though. That's my baby. I love a little black, ugly-ass nigga. That's my baby.
Nah, boo, you don't love me. You love my felony head game. That's what you love. Slurp, slurp,
oh,
slop,
shit.
Slop. I like to slurp.
Yo, she swallowed. Damn, a pop rock. Yes, she do. Lord. Oh, man, bro. Hollywood. I'm about to reminisce again. Let me stop. I'm about to reminisce on the phone. I'm about to get happy again. Let me stop. Shit. Rock some blowjob. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she be talking and she get her head out.
Yeah, freaks come
man,
out at night. That's
tough. Man, don't understand. Oh, shit. And your man got off real quick because I was about to challenge his ass. I was about to really let your dope do some talking, Mr. G.A. Donkey dick, horse dick, giraffe dick. It didn't matter. It was going down. I was going to take that old lad to population down.
Yo, Rocky, he's punishing the motherfuckers, yo. He's punishing them broads, yo. Straight punishing.
Lord have mercy. I'm about to bring his ass out of retirement. He's going to start making Triple X move. Hey, speaking of Triple X, what's popping? Hollywood?
Hollywood got swing. Hollywood.
But what's crazy is, what's crazy is he came in and he ain't even told females, males, who he is, what he do, how he do it, where he do it, how much he spend. But before I even let you introduce yourself, I had a question. You ever paid for pussy?
Hell yeah. You
know, man, I love you. He said, hell yeah, he done paid for pussy. Oh, you about to pay for tomorrow, too. What's up?
I'll pay for all pussy, but hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, see? Yeah,
I don't like the side truck. Like, we can get everything out of the way with a couple of dollars, then we on it.
Mr. G.A., what you got to say? See, Mr. G.A. don't like to spend money. If Prince's name was here, she would be like, he's a chicken box hoe and a lollipop hoe. When he was a little kid, he used to get pussy on those king-size charm blow pops. And as he got older, he graduated to chicken boxes, whether it be from Kentucky Fried Chicken, Bojangles, or Church's Chicken. You know what I'm saying? I'm
going to say it like this. Every nigga pay for pussy. Now, every pussy price ain't the same. It's some cheap pussy out there. It's bitches fucking for 10 rings and fries. It's bitches fucking for a Happy Meal, a $2.99 Happy Meal on Thursday. It just depends on what quality pussy you trying to get. That's all.
Gourmet pussy.
Well, that's you got to pay for that gourmet pussy though. It's some five star pussy, and I'm not talking about them little five star hoes that be singing that dumbass song. I'm talking about real five star hoes. Look at them bitches, them senators and shit be fuck. Them bitches be like $1,500 an hour and shit, and the bitches don't even be cute, but the pussy might be right.
Nah, fuck
that.
I ain't paying no mouth. Yeah, I don't know.
She getting paid though. I ain't got no problem with her. She's sucking for profit.
I'm hiring for that too. I'm looking for girls to do that. Shit.
What, to suck your dick?
No, to fuck some senators.
Oh, you got some lined up?
No, we hiring.
No, I'm talking about you got some senators lined up.
Oh yeah, I know some people in big places.
Well, if you can get them big wigs to fly my ass from Brazil up there, I got them.
I got somebody in Vegas that could do it.
Huh?
I got somebody in Vegas that could do it.
Well, tell them bitches to fly me in.
Ooh, wait.
But they got to give my ass permission to stay, though. They give me permission to stay. They could have me for a couple of days, a couple of months. We can work it out.
Look, I can make it happen. I'm broke, I'll make it happen.
You get my info. You get my info from Chalk, and we'll make it do what it do.
That.
If you fuck for free, you might as well fuck for something you want. What the fuck? I don't know what's wrong with these bitches that be mad at bitches that fuck for money. Bitch, you fucking and sucking for free, ho. Shut the fuck up. You probably paying for dick.
Man, fuck somebody that can get your bill of rights. good.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me get this mortgage payment taken care of, ho. You keep sucking for free.
Right. Okay, I like free pussy, paper pussy. All pussy's good. That's a dirty pussy.
No, all pussy ain't
that.
Good. I heard it's some bad pussy out there now.
Yeah, I ain't had the pleasure of getting no bad
pussy. Tell the truth, you done had some bad pussy before?
No.
Never?
Not yet.
The way he
me.
Said nah, he's like, he can't really come on the radio and say he done had some bad pussy because he's like third. He's like Sprite, obey your image, you know, obey your third.
Well, that's how every
it's
man
like,
has,
he got
I mean, Chalk, you had some bad dick before.
What? It's on the phone now. Hell yeah, that's
oh,
a
shit.
Bad dick. Not to play.
Not to play, no.
But I actually had some bad dick, and I was sick. I lived in Florida, and he was supposed to just come home me. Man, he wants to fuck. I have a fever. I have the flu. So when you're sick, that shit should be, you know, it should be an automatic or whatever, right? Man, it made me feel worse. So he called me
the next day
thinking he did some damage or he did something good, right? And then he was like, he said something. I'm dead. You dead wrong. He said dead wrong for what? I said for giving me that whack dick you gave me. I said, now I'm sicker than what I was before you brought your ass over. He's like, what?
Hell
I said,
no.
I didn't come. You ain't fuck me right. You just, it was like a waste of time. And he was just like, are you serious? Hell yeah, and I'm serious about this too. Don't fucking call me no more.
Are you serious? That's fucked up, man.
Man, please, I will tell you, if I wouldn't have been so sick and just ready for that motherfucker to go, I probably would have told him then, but he would have been wanting to debate why his dick was bad. That's the worst thing a man can do is sit there and want to argue with you about his bad dick. Like, what you mean? Your dick bad. I mean, shit, maybe you need to take it up with your daddy or your mama or the bitches that lied to you and told you your dick was good. But I'm here to tell you that shit ain't. Fuck out of here. I used to flinch just in case they wanted to be Ike on my ass. Like, ooh.
So
yeah.
But
that's how men is. That's just how men are. Because if a motherfucker tell me I got bad pussy, I swear, I'm going to be his ass. Because I know he a motherfucking lying. He just mad. Because I probably ain't going
to
be his girl.
You know, back in the day, I used to wonder about that. But then, a couple of niggas that just wouldn't tell me, you know, they call themselves now that I'm down here, I guess they feel comfortable letting me know. They was like, once I left, all the good pussy left. I love it. I love it. It's great. They be sending me dick pics and shit. I be like, nigga, stop sending me this shit. This shit do not get me excited. You just want a pussy pic. You better go get you a local hoe. You is not no international pimp.
But when you got good pussy or pretty pussy, they don't give a fuck. They just want something to reminisce, and then they take it and they show their boys like, yo, man, I used to crush this. That's some pretty shit, ain't it?
A nigga wanted me to dance for him on Skype, and he said, give him my PayPal account number, and he'll put some money into PayPal, and just for me to dance for him on Skype.
Hey, you better flap that Brazilian ass all over him.
I told him I need to holler at my friend. I need to holler at my friend because I don't know what the going rate for something like that is.
Oh, God.
How long? You charge him back at home $100 every half hour? $99.99
every 30
minutes.
Oh, shit. That, I like that.
$99.99.
Oh, that's a nice
name. Man, y'all some old pussy gals. Just fuck gas gals. And y'all.
For real,
right,
I'm all about
the truth. It's too many bitches out here bringing down pussy value. And that's not my fault. That's them.
Yeah, the value of pussy is up. Fuck that. I like buying pussy, selling pussy.
Oh, shit. My homie told me he got out the dope game just to sell pussy. He said pussy sell better than the dope game, and you can't really get caught like you can in the dope game. He said he been selling pussy for 3 years.
Yeah, right. That shit is great. I know so many motherfuckers right now selling some pussy. This is out of control. All you gotta do is, all you need is three girls and a flight to Vegas, and we rich tomorrow.
You said three girls and what?
A flight to Vegas, and we rich tomorrow. It's really that simple, too.
See, I need to start telling my homies, y'all stop fucking all these bitches and getting caught for sale. Put these bitches on the stroll and make some pussy money. That's where the money at.
Come on, be scared like they ain't fucking anyway. People out here be scared like they ain't already getting dick for free. You offer some money, they want to have a shot. Like, fuck that. Take this money, take this dick.
Just a damn shame.
But then a lot of times men be wanting to, they be wanting to fuck you in the booty and stuff. Like, I don't know.
Actually, that's going to be another couple hundred.
Did you say 700 or several hundred?
Hey, guys,
no,
I gotta go because I got to feed my son dinner before I start my little show or whatever. But y'all kill it. If y'all want to stop by later, you know. You got the info, so holla at me on the show.
Oh, I will be putting it out
tonight.
And it was
nice to meet you, Mr. Triple X.
What'd
you say, Chuck?
Oh, I'm going to put the information in the chat room so people can come and hold you down until I get there.
Okay. Mr. Triple X, let me know about the senator and shit. Tell him I got him.
I got you, Jarvis. We'll get your info later.
All right, boo. Let's sell good pussy now. I'm on it. I'll talk to y'all later.
Yeah,
love
y'all.
Recruit
some more, too. Recruit some more.
Come here. This is not no Chocolate City recruit a whole set.
Chuck, you ain't trying to sell my pussy. So I had to get in where I fit in. I been knew you. You ain't trying to put me on game yet.
Oh, no, you good. You good, but we can't vouch for everybody else. Like, yo, Chuck, not me on me. Bitch, you lying. I know none
of you. All right,
boo,
I'll talk to y'all later, man. Love
Bye.
Y'all.
Bye. Oh, no, you. What the hell? I know you like, wow, this show is fucking crazy, right?
It's the best show
ever. I know, yeah. This is the illest sex talk show. Shit, we had Grandmaster D from Houdini on, then we got you on.
Oh, no, all right. We need to get back. I need to get the Grandmaster D from Houdini. We need to do a song.
Actually, he's going to be, they're going on tour. He said something about he'll be here and, September, I can't wait. Like, for real, this is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, so now that we've calmed down and I got all the horny people off the phone for right now, go ahead and tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Hollywood Showtime from UGFM Magazine, The Wave Entertainment, Exotic Productions, The Hookmakers Music Group. They're the top ones, so we're going to leave it at that. They're the main ones. We do everything. We do a little bit of everything, literally, from A to Z. We're on Twitter, UGFMATL, The Wave X, and we fuck with Chocolate City. And y'all should, too.
Oh, thank you. Boy, you need to stop that. Like, for real. You really need to stop that. Shit.
We got my homie, S.R. the Genius. He's going to be calling in, too, in a couple minutes.
That's what's up.
Yeah, he's going to come give a quick shout out. He got work. I got to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning and shit, so I got to go to
bed. Oh, that's right. You starting your, you starting your new gig. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, extra early. I'm in Twitter jail right now. No, I can't put out no tweets because I put out too many earlier. So they stopped my tweet. But I'll be tweeting later, like 4.
Wow, that's a damn shame. Yeah, I've never been to Twitter jail, thank God.
They're going to get you, I think it's something like 1,000 tweets. Once you get at 1,000, they'll block you for like a couple of hours, and then you can hop back on.
I'm smarter than that. It ain't that much important shit for me to go to jail. So when I do need to tweet, then I ain't going to be able to say nothing because motherfuckers is just going to be, you know, chopping it up and fucking me up, so I got to play it safe. I play it smart. And just
I was on a super promo. The magazine is going crazy right now. It's about to be a real thing.
Oh, hell yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that, but I'm going to put you up on some game later on tonight. Yes, y'all. And wait till y'all see my logo that I have coming. It's going to be on my blogger. Mr. UG FM is handling all that. He does graphics, so you guys need to hit him up, and he does not try to kill your pockets. He is very fair. So, you know, he saved my life today with a flyer, so I'm just telling y'all, all these little bootleg people that say y'all know how to do shit and y'all don't, y'all better call a real professional. And ladies, if you sexy, you might get some dick out of the situation.
Yeah, y'all look good, though.
Matter of fact, we have Mr. G.A. back on. He always loses his damn calls. That's because he be buying the motherfucking phones from the fucking flea market. And he got too much noise in the background.
Oh, yeah. He got
Mr.
Music.
G.A.
Yeah, what's up, Mama? What's happening? I'm here.
Okay. Now we have a 631-889. You're on the air.
That's my homie.
Man, you've been on this line for the longest, listening. Fucking people.
I was listening to all that crazy shit y'all was talking about earlier. So, well, we got to hit up the Senator and see if we can sell that. But what's happening, Mommy? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let me find out. He was waiting till we got over talking about paying for pussy so he wouldn't have to admit that he's a paymaster, too. Wow.
Nah, I ain't paying for it. I'm the man behind the Wave X. That's me, Wave Entertainment. Me and Hollywood, UGFM, the Wave Entertainment, that's us. We on here to promote and spread and promote you and get you out there, too.
Ooh, that is so good. Y'all just made my pussy wet, and he's like, get you out there, too. I like working it. I sure do. That is, like, such a good thing. So, wow, I'm getting all hot and bothered. I have to play a song by Hollywood, and I'm going to play Freestyle. No. Mind blown. I got to play Mind Blown because my mind is blown right now because I'm thinking about some old nasty shit. So we're playing Mind Blown by Hollywood.
Mind blown. I'm grinding on super time zone. Fly home. Keep moving as you can die home. Ride on. Fake people who look and shine on. It only take a second, baby. We got every weapon, man. My mind blown. I'm grinding on super time zone. Fly home. Keep moving as you can die home. Ride on. Fake people who look and shine on. It only take a second, baby. We got every weapon. Personality struck by the light, share my action. Only way sick to my grind. Keep rapping. Live my days, but to my ways. I keep trapping. Rap at night, trapping the day. Guaranteed when you're rocking with me. Back to Philly, hit up London, maybe Germany. Right now, we taking bets, play it all on me. And double up, place it all, can't lose with me. For sure thing, sure win, better get my friend. And you'll see, you'll win with me. And then my mind blown, I'm grinding, I'm with the time, don't fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon, and my mind blown. I'm grinding, I'm with the time, don't fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon. Never down on my luck, catch a buck, tryna make a buck. Finger cut, paper cut, from cutting paper up. Still I pack the paper up, never mind the paper cut. Take my fucking finger up and double stack the paper up. Big news, deep news, way big moves. Nice frame, big rings, linen chains, hot shoes. Yep, I don't ride a black move. I don't ride a Glock shoe, I don't ride a cop too. Want to be the watch you fly through early morning, handcuffs and lock you. Sleeping in late, the same reason they got you. Sleeping in late, the same reason they got you. Yo, my mind blown. I'm grinding, I'm with the time, don't fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon in my mind blown. I'm grinding, I'm with the time, don't fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon. Every time in my life that I can't lose, hard grind, hard time, hope to make the right move. smooth, got my feet set, but I'm standing in the right shoes. Hit them with the jam, that can die, so tonight moves. I'm too smooth, like some fat, with the main shoes. Real cool, dude, and get ugly if I have to. I don't play G, I'll kill you if I have to. For a day, six in the morning, load up the fist to the dawn. A single shot is gone, a single shot is gone. A single shot and you're gone, hey, yo, my mind blown. I'm grinding, I'm with the time zone, fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon, man, my mind blown. I'm grinding, I'm with the time zone, fly home. Keep moving or you can die home, ride on. Fake people who think they shine on it, only take a second, baby. We got every weapon, baby.
You know what? That kind of puts you in the mind of some old school, like some old happy music kind of shit. Or nothing like that. It's like when I hear that, I ain't gotta worry about hearing no name jacking, people thinking they Big Meech, Larry Hoover, Flipping Work, Hallelujah, or Tupac is back. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You got your own shit. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to Drop Top Chicken Box, fat ass Ricky Rose, who did probably ain't number like 5 inches. Y'all, if there's any females out there that has fucked Ricky Rose, I need y'all to call in and let me know what size dick he is. I need y'all to let me know if it's over 5 inches or is he buying, or is he buying length. You know what I'm saying?
5 inches, though? You don't have 5 inches, dick. You might as well kill yourself.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? But with his money, he probably done brought about 3 extra inches.
Yeah, I mean,
you can buy anything. Or if you sell your soul to the devil, he might give you 6 inches. So you might be 11 inches and go to hell forever. I mean, shit, people do it.
Really? You just buying dick
devil
inches?
Devil giving out dick?
Yeah, I'm like, you buying dick inches?
I didn't know the devil was giving out dick inches and shit.
He give out success. He give out success. I ain't gonna call no names, but shit. Illuminati, girl.
I'm glad God sent me down here with a nice dick, man.
It's some white people mad at you because they still working with 4 inches, 4.5, because you took some extra shit. You know what I mean? But that's
why. Take them Ron Jeremy pills that be on the internet.
Pills to make your dick big and stuff like that, and the penis pumps and shit.
Yeah, they better go cop up.
Yeah, you know, it's somebody on the phone that can speak to that. Like, that shit really do work. Put a crook in your dick and everything.
Yeah. Put the pump or the pill?
You just put the crook in your dick and everything. You just seriously put the crook in your dick and everything. Wow. That's some shit.
Man, I'm telling you, it's so modern technology is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what you can come up with. Shoot. I'm about to make a lollipop of, I'm about to get a mold or some lollipops the shape of my pussy, and I'm going to sell them. And it's going to be plenty of motherfuckers walking around here licking on Chica Pops.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I know how to make them, too.
You
know? Really, I know how to make them. I know how to make them. I can make them.
Mm-hmm. I see your lips, and you got that beard to catch the pussy juice, too, so if you just bleed her.
What?
Woo! Man, well, she got you on that shit. She got you right there, just catch all the shit dripping right there. Got white shit all dried and crusty on your shit.
Yes.
I tear some pussy up, though. Fuck that.
Your beard, catch that shit. You good.
Yep.
You got the perfect eating. You have the perfect pussy eating beard.
Wow. I heard a lot of shit before, but I ain't never heard the perfect pussy eating beard. Nigga, that's a first, nigga.
That's the hottest beard in the city.
Yeah. Now everybody gonna be getting Sunnis and shit. Nah, nigga, I need this Sunni to catch that pussy juice.
Yeah. Right, fucking with him, no cleanup is needed.
Out of control. That's what I like her.
Oh, man.
That's what I fuck with.
I love being me. Oh, God. Okay, listen.
Real as shit.
Man, for real, real talk, this pussy eating contest. No, I'm bragging.
Oh, wow. My pussy eating.
No, I'm not the best. I'm not the best.
Yeah, pussy eating contest.
Yeah, that too, though.
I'm not.
Yeah, that too.
It's not a pretty pussy contest. Yes, the prettiest pussy contest, yes.
You got an eating one too, though.
I'm sure you all in. Say, you got your napkin, your table,
yeah, and fuck nigga, you got the beard. So you straight.
Yeah. All right.
You got the beard. You're good. You candidate number one.
Yeah, matter of fact, we about to do that. The UGFM pussy eating search. Searching for the juiciest pussy in the country.
Wow. Okay, so what about this pretty pussy contest?
You're the winners, you're fucked. What happened? We still on?
Wow, I got kicked off my own damn show. I swear, yeah. Boy, y'all must have did some telepathic shit when I said what I said. Damn,
no,
wow.
Damn, what?
No, we're exclusive. There's exclusive people in the building.
Yeah, it's just us.
What happened to fucking GA? Where is it? Where you go? Is she gone
again?
Yeah,
I guess it's just me and you on the airwaves, huh?
It's UGFM show right now, yeah. Waves in the
sand. Yeah,
we said Back by Chocolate City.
He ain't Mr. GA not riding the waves. He in the corner probably playing with himself or something like that. You know how y'all men get.
Yeah,
you know how y'all men get.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucked up with two dudes on the phone, though.
Man, y'all motherfuckers, men don't care. Men don't care. I did a prank call and this motherfucker jacked off for the whole public to hear. He didn't listen to the radio,
cool.
Though.
See, that's fucked up.
What you mean that's fucked up? You lucky you know the radio show number, because shit. You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's my duty to expose thirsty ass men. So, if you have a thirsty friend and you want to get him, I'm the bitch to do it. I do prank sexual phone calls on my show. And, boy, wait till I put the one from.
Sure. You know what I'm going to get?
Nah, we should get Oscar right now.
Get him. Yeah, Chuck, get him.
Chuck, call this nigga. Okay. Call this dude's name Oscar right now.
Okay, now, where did I meet him at?
Huh?
Where did I meet him
at? What's the name of the Latin club y'all go to? What's the name of that shit?
Posh.
Posh, yeah, you met
him. I met him at Posh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Posh Nightclub in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
P-O-S-H?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have to put y'all motherfuckers on mute because
yeah,
y'all going to
be
laughing.
Yeah, this is going to be funny. I'm going to be laughing. Yeah. I got to turn my earpiece all the way up.
Now, listen, this is what you got to tell him, though, because he has a little management company that he's trying to jump off, and it's called MMG, Mestizo Management. Tell him he gave you a business card about modeling, and take it from there, because that'll get him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. It's going to be funny.
Okay, now hold on, let me pull up my little notepad real, where my sticky pad at? Okay, now what's the name of the his company again?
Mestizo Management. Just say MMG because
just pronounce it fuck okay. up. Then he'll know he really gave you the card.
Okay. Okay, so what is the number?
678.
He said that.
Yeah, right. I'm going to put that shit out there. Everybody's going to be calling him up. Nigga, they're going to fuck you up.
678.
793.
Uh-huh.
1717. Now, depending on all your listeners, he probably got about 10,000 people going to call him now.
Okay, 678-793-1717.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I'm going to go ahead and dial, and I'm going to put y'all on mute.
All right. This is going to be funny.
Okay, he didn't answer.
Oh, he's a cheese ball. What if I hit him doing nothing, is he?
Nah, he's out somewhere. He's riding around with Gordon right now. That's why I knew it was the time to get him, because he's out in the street. He should have been on the phone.
This motherfucker
y'all
on that
answer. Friends so dirty. Y'all do y'all friends so dirty. For real, right. I swear. When motherfuckers
that
signed up, that nigga
need a prank.
He need a prank.
Yeah, he
need
a prank.
This nigga out of control right now.
Yeah, he need a prank for real.
Really?
Yeah, that nigga need one. I don't care if you call that nigga after the show. You just need to get him.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, for real.
If I don't get him today, I'll get him tomorrow on the Chocolate City Saturday edition. Oh, my God, you got to get him after the show. Just get him. Wow, what? I mean, why is he that bad?
He's just out of control. He's just out of control. That's all I can say.
Out of control, what makes him out of control?
I can't even put it into words. It's just the stupidness is mind-boggling. Just
for real?
Just some of the
shit.
Would you say he's a paymaster?
Do I think he's what?
Would you say he's a paymaster?
A paymaster? What'd you say?
Yeah.
He buy
pussy.
Oh, yeah, he a trick.
What?
Yeah. He'd tell you that.
Yeah, our whole thing, we buying pussy. Like, fuck that. We buying pussy, and that ain't nothing. If you ain't got enough money to buy pussy, you should be working. You should be doing something else to get some more money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I like how you said that.
For real. It's just like clothes. You want a new pair of snakes, you can't walk in the store and get them. You might want some new pussy tomorrow. You can't just walk and get it all the time. Sometimes you can. Yeah, sometimes you gotta shop, try to get a bargain. You know what I'm saying? You might not can't shop at Lord and Teller every week. Yeah, you might not can't get the Lord and Teller pussy this week. You might gotta get the Macy's pussy.
So you say if a nigga ain't got enough money to buy pussy, what?
You need to work some more. You need to work harder. You need more money. You obviously ain't got enough. You ain't got enough money to buy pussy. You ain't got enough money to do nothing else.
Wow.
That's all the niggas, they be wasting their money. They wasting their money at the bar going, buying shots and shit and beers. Okay. Invest in some pussy. Well, that's a good investment. I done invested in some pussy, and I done got some free pussy out the bill.
Yeah, yep. Caught the bargain.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a bargain. You buy two shots, get one free. Now look, buy two shots, get one free.
Wow. Oh, you know, I'm tweeting that shit. I had the hashtag, get your money up. Ooh, yes. Get your money up.
All right, Chocolate, tell me more about this pretty pussy contest. Where is it going down and what you trying to do with it?
actually, oh shit, I have Princess May on the line. And actually, I'm trying to bring it to your living room. I want to start out an exclusive one-on-one. Princess May, hi.
Hi, y'all. It's kind of loud because we're in this bowling alley right now, and everybody is, like, really super loud. But I just wanted to call in and show some love to all of my people and tell my chocolate mommy that I love her.
I love you, too. And
yes.
You missed it. Grandmaster D from Houdini was on, and his nickname is Donkey Dick.
Donkey. Yeah, I'm going to still be on the call, but I'm going to put it on mute so that y'all don't get all of my background noise, okay?
Okay.
Who's on here right now? Who else is on?
Okay, we have Mr. GA, but he's somewhere high because I done just blasted him all night. Then we have Hollywood from UGFM Magazine. Then we have
hey, Hollywood. How you doing? What's up?
What's up?
Where are you at right now?
Atlanta.
I need somebody, anybody that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, to hit me up because I am stuck in a freaking bowling alley right now, and I need somebody to come and rescue me from Uptown Charlotte, please.
I'm a Charlotte before I do.
Huh?
Hold on. Where you at?
Charlotte up there. Yeah, she's in Charlotte.
Hold on.
Somebody needs to come rescue me, so y'all need to send out an SOS. Please, somebody come and rescue Princess May from strikers in Strike City in Uptown Charlotte. Please.
Hold on.
Hold
on. Does he have to be good looking? Because I call a nigga in Charlotte right now. Have him over there in 15 minutes.
call him. Look, I'm trying to text you my phone number and tell him to call and tell him that he needs to come and rescue me.
Strike City in Uptown Charlotte. So some Strike City. Strike City. Yes, that's the name of it. Strike City. I'm gonna text him right now. Text him. Hey y'all, I'm gonna call back in in probably like 15 minutes. Okay. Okay. Y'all have some information for me. Got you. Yeah, I'm on it right now. All right, I got you. Bye.
Okay.
I'm about to text somebody right now.
Okay, now with this pretty pussy contest, it's basically someone having a
pretty. Hold on, you said you want to bring it to my living room.
Huh?
You said you want to bring it to my room. You can bring it to my living room.
Man, I got to see your picture because, you know, your homeboy cute, but that don't mean you're going to be cute because, you know, it's always an ugly one in the group. And he's the one that's always talking. I mean, always talking. And your boys ain't
going to
never say you look bad. Huh?
I ain't the ugly one in the group.
Until I see a picture, we're going to say you are. Okay?
Okay.
Hold until on. You prove it differently.
Hold on.
So we're going to be like.
Hold on. What's your email? I'll send you a picture right now while we're doing this. While I'm texting my man, I'll send you a picture right now. So you can be the ugly one.
CHLC.
Uh-huh, hold on.
M-A-M-I.
Hold on. Got me moving all around the computers. Fuck around. Like, I'm the ugly guy.
I'm just saying, though.
I'm just saying.
Hold on, my bad, people.
Yeah.
Hey,
what you doing, riding motorcycles?
Playing with some old damn remote control cars.
No, I'm outside. I'm outside sitting on my shit. Fucking with the bike.
Let me find out you live in SWAT. Let me find out you live in SWAT.
Yeah. I sure do. I ain't even joking. You called it. You called it for real.
You feel right at home. CHLC. MAMI03@gmail.com.
All right, Chuck Mommy 03. You going to be able to get this right now?
I sure am.
All right.
Listeners, if y'all hear me scream, that motherfucker is toe up from the flow up.
Oh,
I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying.
All right, she's just saying. So, listeners, listen. Like, that sounds because she's like, oh, my God.
It ain't going to get.
All right, look, y'all go ahead in my body for a second, because I got to ride this shit up this driveway so I can fit it up. So it's going to be like 30 seconds. Hold on.
He know he ain't got no damn bike. That's an electric scooter. He need to stop playing.
What you got?
I'm so fucked up.
I am. What you got? What the fuck you just said?
I'm not even repeating that shit, man. I'm not even going
to. I said,
nowhere.
You know, you need to stop fucking lying. You ain't got no damn bike. You got an electric scooter. Stop playing. That's what I said.
You fucking electric though, and everything. You said I got an electric scooter and shit, man.
Yeah.
You just put some damn pipes on it.
Wow. And nigga, you got pipes on the scooter, too. Wow.
No. Well, he can be stunting.
Damn. Damn. Hey,
honey, I don't even keep pictures of me.
That's why I ain't got nothing by Evo yet. You're lying ass.
Hold on. I'm trying to find a picture of me. I don't even keep pictures of me.
Okay,
I don't even know where the hell they could possibly
already
be.
Sent it. To you trying to find it. Oh,
I didn't
boy,
say
you
I
done told a lot
it.
Already. Yes,
go
you
to
know,
the
I just sent it.
Go to the Hookmaker's website. Go to the Hookmaker's website, and you can see it. He got a page on there with pictures on it.
On where?
On my website, the Hookmaker's.
That's right. My picture is on the Hook. Yeah, that's right. There's pictures on the Sean LaBrie's website. Yes, there are. And there's pictures on the Hookmaker's website. Actually, I need to go there and steal them because I don't fucking have them no more.
Damn, he on the show admitting that he a thief? Damn.
I need to go in there and steal. I need to go steal pictures of me. Ain't that some shit?
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, what he meant to say is he needs to go steal pictures and say that they're him. That's what he meant to say.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, while you get your lie together, I gotta play another song. I'm gonna play freestyle. Oh no, that ain't long enough. I gotta play Ice. Hollywood featuring Ice. 3 minutes and 59 seconds. That gives you enough time to compile a few more lies before I put your ass on my
Yeah. Hollywood. It's gonna be fun, Hollywood. And that be me. All these cats wanna be like me. Nah. 6 feet can't be like me. It's only 1 million, that be me. Nah. Jimmy Rod. Hollywood.
Can I get my life? I see you perpetrating me. Trying to get my life, but I'm as smooth as I want to be. No, I'm too smooth. Never lose if you deal with me. Slow rules make moves. I turn a quarter to a 10 and a half. All in about a week and a half. My shit is fire. Keep the heat in the bag. We on the wire. Keep the office tag. We for higher. I'm hoping you act. Coming quick with the duct tape. Broken the mask. In the bag. I can't hear me smoking they ass. Instead of ass, yo. Flip half of the dough, go half on the O, invest in some drugs. Ooh, we WP, 3 V's are trouble you see. And you'll see who them gangsters be. When the weapons are drawn out, flowing the monk, cutting to the studs, you gone. Yeah,
I'm
look, I'm in it all. From dirt, marking dog. And even to this day, they the realest in all. They taught me everything. Try to hold my fist, crack down, break down, twist up my slip. Go to school, go to work. That's real man shit. But I was running rebel, wasn't worried about shit. No, I like to talk, chill, hear me bitching. Grab a brick, bag it in the kitchen. Yeah, yo, flip right was good at addition. Niggas is like, damn, how you keep shit flipping? I keep shit flipping by making shit flipping. Bagging up Nick Dimes, those off a brick. And I done tried everything, man. From flipping that ball to tipping the bowl to crushing the bowl. I got niggas that are busting your door when leave your guts in the floor. Come on. Biz, who what I'm talking about? These other niggas trying to shit where I live. Take my name and try to run with the shit, but that ain't happening. You ain't rapping, I know. You ain't clapping, so go. I did a kick to the bricks that you were tripping, you know. My things just get dope, but all the bitches like, whoa. Nigga, bitch, you be drinking all the bitches. Yo! Let me introduce myself. They drink a lot.
Pussy. I'm very impressed.
You're out of control.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like you would just make my clit squirt, and I'm not a squirter. So I can squirt, and then your beard to catch it. See, that's what I'm talking about. Teamwork.
That's for real. That's what I'm talking about.
Teamwork,
right? That's like a plan.
Yes, teamwork. Don't get no better than that. For real. So, talk about this XXX production company and how people can get down.
Hold on, I'll talk about that. Yeah, did you get the email I sent you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, let me see. Oh. Ladies, this motherfucker done went out. Somebody tased and stole the picture. I swear.
Y'all
missing a picture? The Wave magazine did it. He did it.
What picture is that, nigga?
The profile picture that's on the fucking website. That's on the Hookmaker shit. The same picture.
Man, I'm telling y'all, this shit is not right. He's sick and wrong. I don't know who picture he stole, but this is not him.
He's not too much
shit to be cute. Nah, be the ugly motherfucker that always want to talk and talk and talk.
Nah. Oh, shit. So you have me doing that. I gotta send a text to Charlotte to get the nigga to go get the girl from the bowling alley. Hold on.
Yo, if that dude ugly, I swear, I'ma have Hollywood Photoshop this picture some more.
She said some more.
Wow, that's fucked up. That really just can't be me.
Nah.
Why not?
No.
It's your hair. I know this is not your hair, because motherfuckers don't have good hair no more.
That's my hair. All right, whatever.
Before or after the S-curl.
It never was. I know before I asked that number was in that school.
Oh my God. Like, is he in Atlanta too?
Yeah. I'm in Kennesaw. I'm like outside, right outside, like at work.
I used to live in Marietta. Kennesaw is like going towards Tennessee, 75 north.
Yeah, exactly. I'm there, but I'm about to move over toward, more like Alpharetta, Roswell, too. I'm about to come over that way.
Well, as long as you're out of Cobb County, I'm good.
All right, so you still going to put it in
my
living room? You going to come put it in my living room still?
Huh?
You going to come put it in my living room still?
Matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to help Hollywood get the Triple X Productions off the ground.
Yeah,
let's do that.
That's my best friend. Of course we're going to do it. I'm doing that regardless.
Nah, nigga, I mean, you going to star it. You got the starring role.
I got the camera.
Yo, Hollywood, listen, man, listen, Hollywood, listen, man, it's your man Jay, listen, dog, listen, we got you. Yo, we got you, listen, yo, listen, dog, we got you. I've been here the whole time. I've been here. I ain't went nowhere. I've been right here. I'm saying it's your time to talk. Let's your talk, you feel me? But we got
y'all,
son, we got
y'all. With some big bitch sitting on your face. That's why you couldn't talk.
What are you talking about? I'm like, man, listen, I'm letting cats talk. I'm saying they want to talk. Let them talk. I'm saying, yo, listen, Hollywood, we got you, man. We got you, family.
Beverly.
We got
man,
you,
we down with Hollywood. We down with Hollywood. The whole production, the Triple X joint, we down. I'm down. Well, Hollywood, you from Philly, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's my whole stomach. I got I had manholes in Philly. West Philly,
really?
South Philly, North Philly. Come on, man. Plateau, Fairmont Park. Come on, man.
Hey, That's where I was at, right by the 52nd Street.
West Philly. Hollywood. So Hollywood. I just say three letters. JBM. Come on, man. I know cats
on
your way, baby.
Oh shit.
Come on, man. I'm
with you,
Hollywood.
Yeah,
he got some bad bitches. He telling the truth. Them bitches bad on crack, heroin.
Hollywood, guess what? My main heart shot mommy. My main heart shot mommy, baby.
Whatever.
Hey, yo, don't let her fool you, baby. I know all about her. Trust me, son. What, baby?
I'm on my computer. I'm on Twitter.
I don't give a damn.
Okay.
I don't give a damn.
Oh, that's good. Pull out your number and everything.
No. You can't do that, baby. You can't do that, mama. You can't do that.
I'm about to be a dirty bitch.
You can't do that, baby. Stop that. You can't do that, mama. Now stop being dirty now. But, yo, Hollywood, listen, man. It's all love. It's all good. You feel me?
Yeah, yo, give me on Twitter so I can get your shit.
I got you. Matter of fact, well, my sister on it right now because she done told me about it in the ATL, whatever, that I'm a paymaster and I go to Justin. I buy him pantyhose from Lenny Small, all that kind of bullshit. That's how dirty she is, man. She's slimy with her shit, yo. Slimy.
No. We taking chicks on shopping spree to the lingerie store. I'm still be going to Frederick to Hollywood on me.
Yo, Hollywood, we don't do that, man. We don't buy them hoes nothing. Yo, they get nothing, Hollywood, nothing. They gotta buy us. They gotta buy us, Hollywood, and
nah,
not get
nothing. He right. Now, Mr. G.A., since you want to talk
to he right.
To all the ladies that need your bills paid, hit up Sincere BK All Day ASAP. He has accepted applications for 20 more minutes, team payback. And that's going from all my accounts. Now, keep fucking with me.
Oh, baby. You playing dirty. Nice. You playing straight dirty. And you know it's so wild, though, Hollywood, because, see, I'm a kind of cat, right? I got mad love for Chop, right? But see, I could have had her on tape many a time when I bust her ass. You feel me? But I didn't do that to her, right? But now I know if I ever fuck her again, yo, I'm going to put her on YouTube, nigga, for real, on YouTube, son. For real, yo. I'm going to have her losing her mind.
One of the key words is if I fuck her again. See, that's
right.
What he said. See, he even
doubted
himself.
No. Because, see, I know I don't really want to, I'm saying, but to prove my point, I will, though. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood?
What?
I don't really want
you
to.
Really don't want to.
No, of course
to.
Not. I don't want to.
All
come
right.
on, that's just garbage.
Okay, I'm getting ready to pull out those
that's just garbage,
oh,
huh? Shit.
I'm about to
come on, Chuck. He just said your shit
your
garbage,
ass.
Yo.
I'm about to expose you. I'm going to be Candy Deep Throat tonight.
Oh, sure.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm about to take somebody's name and change it and put your name on their text. And I will show everybody that, you know, Mr. GA sent me these, not knowing that they really ain't your double, but, you know, all they see is Mr. GA. Chuck, I want to fuck you. I miss that pussy, man. Blah, blah, blah. But,
yo,
you know,
hear that,
that's
right?
How they do it
yeah.
these days.
Yo, that's called extortion. That's called extortion and sabotage, Chuck. You can't do that to me. Stop that. Stop playing, punk.
I didn't say I was going to send your first fuck flick to your mom. Now, that's extortion and blackmail right there.
My mom, I'm a host here
right now. See that sign slinging dick to motherfuckers in a white tee saying, take that, take that, take that. And I'm like, yup.
Yo, she got problems. Hollywood, listen, she got problems, son. Hollywood. The very awesome, man. I don't even fool her, yo. She crazy, man. She mad crazy, son.
She's crazy. My kids thought that that was me. They was like, yo, look at mommy. No, that ain't mommy. That's GA and some bitch. That ain't me.
Yo, she's crazy with it, man.
And what's crazy is my kids, they never met Mr. GA, but they seen that motherfucker fucking on film, on, you know, on the video. That's a badass first impression.
Yeah, that don't go too well.
Because, yo, listen, because, yo, I was slamming, son. I was slamming. Look, I had on the counter, right, on the kitchen counter, son. I have a kitchen counter, son. Yo, crazy, man. Leg up in the air like, bow, bow, bow. Son, crazy, man, yo.
I'm filming, son.
Yo, Jay keep it real. He keep it real in the field, yo. Everybody know Jay. You know he a bad man. Trust me. He is a bad man. That's my word. Chop, no. You know I'm a bad man. You know,
oh, yeah,
right.
He is bad. That's why I don't want no more. That shit is
yeah,
horrible.
Yeah, I know. Hey, yo,
I'm
listen,
let Princess
Nay. Yo,
Princess
yo,
smash him.
Look, listen. Y'all got time, right? Go back to her, like, her first 5-6 shows. And I can be like, oh, GA was the best I ever had. He's my baby. Oh, he should rock my world. Yo, she confessing, yo. Confessing on the show about how GA bust her ass, yo. Trust me.
That wasn't Chuck Mommy. That was somebody filling in for me.
Nah, that's all right. Now she got a stunt double, right? She got a fucking stunt double. She's funny.
Yeah, I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's crazy. Now,
great
show. Now, both of y'all talking about you saying that shit was bad, horrible, and you saying that shit was garbage. So why don't y'all just fuck again and straighten
that
out and see what it really
that's
is.
That's what I'm trying to say, Sam. You shut the fuck up because you were just trying to get some footage for your company. That's all.
That wasn't Hollywood talking.
Oh, that was the impersonator. Oh my gosh. Oh hell no. I see why he's trying to take the heat off of him, because then he would have to show the world that he wasn't blessed in the dick game. I understand. Mr. GA, you might want to stand in for old dude. I understand. You can get your old shit off the ground and have him just record. Because you put him in there, man,
hold on,
Mr. Morgan's going to be like, yo, how the hell my dick in that film and I wasn't there? The impersonator, he took
love,
him.
Love, I'm blessed.
You blessed?
I'm blessed.
I think I need to see that. I seen the one picture. I need to see the other one.
I'm not sending you pictures of my dick. I'm just not
sound like you don't have confidence in yourself.
No, I have confidence in myself. I'm very confident in myself. I'm just not sending dick pictures. You want to come see my dick? Hold on. You want to come see my dick? You come see my dick. I'm not sending no dick pictures.
I heard that would be
yo,
a good
trip. Yo, tell her. Yo, tell her again. Yo, tell her again, please.
You want to see my dick?
You
want to see my dick?
Up.
You come see my dick. I'm not sending dick pictures.
But somebody put on Twitter that it wasn't nice. Somebody said it was terrible.
Hold on,
yes.
I got dick on delivery.
You got who?
I got dick on delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about coming to see the dick. I deliver.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was there 2 weeks ago. Where the fuck was you at then?
I was in Philly. I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you're calling.
Mr.
I'm calling the 718.
You know
I'm calling the 718. Y'all in New York?
Nah, that's the radio number. I'm in North Carolina, and Mr. GA is in Georgia, impersonating a New Yorker.
What up, son?
Yeah, because I'm asking, because I'm from New York, so that's where I'm
from. Hey, yo, listen, son. I'm born in, oh, no, I'm going to say I'm born in, if you lie on the radio, but listen, I'm from Brooklyn, I'm from Canarsie, Brooklyn, yo.
Okay.
Everybody know my background, yo. I used to manage cats from the old school from New York. They can tell you where I'm from the gate, yo. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not from Greensboro. I'm not from fucking Raleigh. I'm not from fucking
Greensboro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not from fucking spot there, son. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm
from
Canarsie, Brooklyn. Know what I'm saying?
Well,
not from punk not from punk ass Greensboro. Saying not from punk ass Raleigh. All that shit. Know what I'm saying? Y'all leaving?
For real? No, I just asked because I just
oh,
somebody calling into.
Oh, what the?
Damn, hold on. I'm
my thing is,
girl, the dude,
Mr.
The girl,
GA, when your people was on the phone, they didn't vouch for your crooked ass. Now shut the hell up. All they did was talk about old school hip hop and whatnot. So I don't want to hear it. And don't be talking about Greensboro. That's why you like it here. You like the pussy. You like the women.
Yeah, Greensboro
you
got
the
some
money.
Pussy out there. There's some
and
pussy in Greensboro.
And
there's some nice chicks out there.
He does travel to get it. Not only is he a paymaster, he a travel master. Fuck you.
Come pick me up, nigga. Come pick me up next time. I'm going too.
Now, why's he going to be like, man? He's supposed to come next week. He's supposed to come next week. Or actually, my brother back. So when you coming, Mr. G.A., you got some caravan
I'll be there
rides.
Next week.
You heard, they just said they want to come.
G.A., hey, when you leaving, I go.
Like, we can go. We can go to find a go. We
oh,
can go.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We've been talking
so much
shit, real talk. Mr. G.A., Hollywood is the one that I was telling you about, you know, with the photo shoots and him wanting to come along and learn some new things and seeing shit.
Okay.
Like, I told him to talk to you about it tonight. So, you know, with y'all permission, I'll link y'all up with each other's phone numbers and stuff like that. You know, both of y'all have to agree because, you know, I don't give out numbers without people seeing.
Yo, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Listen to me, man. On my sets, I do real things, right? On all my sets, yo, I'm fucking them from the gate, yo. I fuck every model I get, I fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Well, I just want to help.
Yo, son. I'm saying everybody
I want to help.
Yo, everybody I shoot, every fine girl I shoot, I fuck, yo. You know what I'm saying? From the gate, yo. I hold them down, I fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
I
leave that happy. I got you.
I can put a dick in the mouth. I can do a lot of things.
I got you. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to shoot chop next week, done. You down? I'm going to shoot chop next week.
You ain't about to shoot me. You're going to get shot.
Hey, yo, I'm doing a hot photo shoot next week, son. You can watch the whole thing go down, yo.
Strike City.
Strike City.
And yo, if he ugly, I swear.
What she look like?
What she look like?
Sinead's great. She used to dance and everything. She light skinned, long hair, you know, in my big
titties. Man, I need you to do me a favor then. I need to I need to link up with her too then.
No problem. Hold on.
I ain't joking. We can go to fly to Atlanta.
UGFMATL.
Straight City Bowling app. Need some company. I'm about to send this shit. This nigga now. She like to drink. This nigga like to drink.
I think she drink.
She don't drink. Mm-hmm.
That nigga to grab some time.
It ain't gonna bother him. That nigga gonna drink anyway. That ain't gonna fuck with his flow.
Nigga, I got a tall can of OA, nigga.
Oh God.
What?
For real. And I gotta work at 4 a.m. I need to go to sleep. I got me on the phone and shit. I can't hang up.
15 more minutes.
I know. That's why I'm walking out. I was. This is my first appearance, so I got to stay on the whole time.
You don't want people to think you're a quickie. I understand.
Yeah,
She better be fine.
I fuck all night. I'm definitely not one of them one nut dudes. I'm fucking you multiple times.
I need an all night brother.
Here I go. I'm fucking all night.
Whatever. You a part-time. You a part-time.
Shit. Give me a cigarette and a cup of juice, and we on it.
A cup of juice?
I said a cigarette and a cup of juice, and we on it. Nigga be dehydrated after some good sex. You be dehydrated. Yeah, fill up. I mean, DePoyle, give me a 20-ounce Gatorade and a new shirt, and I'm on it. Alright, that's all I need. Now, let me get a red bull and he's going down.
Replace
her.
Everything.
Man, she ain't never had no red bull dick.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't.
Hey, tell when you about to fuck again, tell me to drink 2 red bulls and then fuck you.
Do you agree that pineapple juice makes your sperm taste good?
I don't know. I never tasted my sperm.
That's what I was going to say. Who the hell are you asking that question?
But you know, you drink it, a female will be like, oh, daddy, oh, poppy, your shit tastes so good.
That's because they just say that shit after they swallow it any fucking way.
I don't know. Let's find some girls to test this theory on.
For real.
Y'all in the A, but it's a damn strip club.
They be out of control. They be out of control. You said plain what?
Plain pasta. If you eat plain pasta, it will make your sperm taste sweet. That came from a nutritionist in GQ magazine. This dude was like, before he fucked her, 3 days out, he would eat nothing but plain pasta. His shit tasted sweet.
Well, you got to know the chick going to swallow first. You can't just be eating pasta and then the chick don't even swallow the nut.
Hey. You eating 3 pounds of pasta and shit. You the fucking 5 pounds heavier just so your shit tastes sweet. That bitch don't even swallow.
Well,
like, what?
If she on point and you know how she make you feel when she doing that, you do whatever the fuck she tell you to.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Fuck what she talking about, yo. Eating pasta and all that kind of shit. You don't care diabetes for what check mommy. You don't care diabetes for what her ass. You don't have pasta. Fuck that bro,
you know,
man. Tell him about eat some spaghetti and pasta. You can't diabetes. That's crazy, bro. Trying to kill my brothers. Yo, what's wrong with you? Fool, crazy,
you know
man.
What?
It'll taste sweet.
Thinking about you. I have
fellas, we all know that's that high and that shit called diabetes, you know what I'm saying? Trying to kill a motherfucker, yo. Cause she wanna take a sweet nut in her mouth. Just don't inhale, just take it deep. Like, yo, we do chocolate nasty ass. Yo, chocolate,
you
listen,
know
fellas.
I don't taste it no way. When I swallow, it just goes down my throat.
Yo.
I don't taste it no way. So it wouldn't even fucking matter if y'all shit tasted good or nasty. I'd never taste that shit.
Yo, she love. Yo, and listen, yo. It's a known fact that coming in chocolate mouth makes it healthier, right, Chocolate? Am I right?
Hell yeah, it makes my booty fat. It makes my booty fat. That's why it's, my booty ain't fat right now. I'm saving it for the great, when I make my debut to the big screen of porn.
Shit. But how long are you trying to wait to get to this? I got a nigga that'll finance a porn right now.
I'm waiting for Sean to act right.
You waiting for who to act like me?
Yeah.
How I gotta act? Damn, I can't act anybody in this.
Yo, all she wants you to do is be a paymaster. Yo, he ain't doing that, yo. He not doing that.
He ain't paymaster.
Exactly.
Never
the rest of that shit costs money.
It's that the other shit
free.
That come around to it that costs money.
Yeah.
That pussy free.
Yeah. Pussy free. Head free. Pussy head free.
She knows she gonna fuck you.
Free.
Yeah, she knows she gonna fuck you or suck your dick right from the beginning. It's just the other shit you gotta do to get her to do it. You might have to buy her
really.
Shit to get her to do it.
Not
but that shit is free.
Sometimes that shit can slip up on you. Now, all the time, you know. You know what I mean? That's how some motherfuckers be having babies, because they didn't know they was going to fuck a motherfucker, and they get in the heat of the moment, and boom, there you go.
That ain't how they get babies. They get babies because ain't nobody fucking pull out. That's how they get babies.
I like that, yo. Nobody pull out. I like that.
Get the hell up.
That's a bullshit. She about to masturbate her on the bed. She a freaky motherfucker.
Nah, freaky is when I throw this head game on this fucking video and tweet that shit. That's gonna be.
Yo,
crazy.
We don't want to see that. Yo, we don't want to see that shit. We want to see you do us niggas on the phone. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. That video shit. Do us niggas on the phone, yo. Do us on the phone, nigga.
You can't let me do a video with you because you had too much extra shit going on, so you can just shut the fuck up. And Hollywood and his sidekick, Stimpy, I mean, they not here.
Hold on, I'm a fucking sidekick.
Yeah, I know, right? How about that? Is that crazy, yo?
Yeah.
Get your nickname, yo. You trying to fuck her.
I'm the sidekick. I'm the imposter and the sidekick. Ain't that some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, the imposter and sidekick. Ain't that crazy, yo?
Nah,
you want some bullshit.
I mean, if I ain't talk to him like that, then, you know, he should be worried if I was nice. Because then that means I don't like him. So I talk shit to people I like.
All right, that's what it.
And those she want to fuck, she talk shit to, too, yeah.
I don't know, Mr. G.A. He a pretty dude. So
see what I mean, G.A.? They already know from the beginning. They already know.
He might not be able to bring it. I don't know.
But you're going to find out. See, that's what I mean. You already know.
You already know. She already know. And guess what, sir? I'm already at the yank. I'm sorry, had her. So I'm saying it's your turn now. I already had her. I done had her. Do it to the curb. Kick that. Fuck that, bro. You know, fuck you out of here. You know what I'm saying? Fuck
you
out of here.
You were so fucking funny.
Yeah, like, man, yo. Yo, family. Yo. Come on, man. Yeah. She know how to get her. Fuck out of here. I'm done with that shit.
You
beat
funny
it.
As hell. You was
like,
real
yo,
funny,
it.
But you know
like, yo,
what?
Beat it. Fuck out of here.
You funny, Mr. D.A. I ain't even going to fuck with you tonight.
Yo,
I don't have any energy.
My dude's on the phone. Listen, My dudes on the phone, they know for a fact that G ain't real. He's real. He ain't gonna lie about shit. I keep it real, yo. Keep it real on the phone, yo.
Yo,
I hit it.
You.
Listen, yo, son. I hit it. I split it. Stop pushing the fuck out of here, yo.
You hit it and you split it. I'm really gonna tell my brother on you. I'm like, JR, your dude was on the phone talking real grimy. He was just like, he hit it and he split it and he left me. Like, wow. Y'all need to put y'all hands together. It's going first.
Me.
It's going down. It's going down. Yeah,
first and second.
But
I'm going first and second.
You know,
I'm going first and second.
We never talked about the fucking pretty pussy party. I want to know where it's at and how we can make this happen.
I'll see. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow because my time is about to be up and I can't go over. You need to go to bed.
Tune in tomorrow, y'all, from 2 to 4, fellas. Tomorrow from 2 to 4, tune in. Tune in tomorrow from 2 to 4, tune in.
And we'll talk about pretty pussy.
Yep.
Because UGFM is one of the sponsors. Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, it sounds like they're about to be a sponsor of Chica, too.
Chica, bad motherfucker, boy. She can bounce back, boy. She a bad motherfucker.
Chica won.
Chica 1, Chica 2. Chica 1, Chica 2. Hey, yo, listen. She said her hair game's a felony, yo. She ain't never lie, yo. I ain't never in all my life, yo. Listen to me. Been around the world three times, yo. I ain't never in my life, yo, had a motherfucking broad whose pussy was as good as her mouth, yo. I'm telling you, I mean, it was like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, I fell in love with her, yo. I fell in love with Chuck, yo. I'm like, listen, yo, on the air right now, yo, G is fell in love with Chuck's mouth, yo. I fell in love with her fucking mouth, yo. I can beat that shit up, kid. Beat that shit up.
That shit is shit. Yo.
Where you at, baby?
Man, fuck
you. Where you at, baby? We love you, baby. We love you, Chuck. Love you, baby.
Fuck you. Me too.
Ooh,
I got no words, y'all. I'll get off the fucking phone. My show is over.
Love.
I'm not doing this after show with y'all. Y'all some motherfucking pussy bullies. Get the hell on.
Well, love, baby.
Bullies.
We love you.
Hold on.
She's grabbing me by that girl. Cause my man just sent me back. He's trying to get with that girl right now.
Oh shit! Matter of fact, who did it? Cause I'm great. Text Hollywood her number.
Nah, you need to text it to me. You need to text it to me.
I'll text you her number right now. I gotta pull out my phone.
All right, you got my number. It's a 631 joint.
Alrighty.
All right.
So I need y'all to go harass some other women. Y'all rolled the hell out of the chocolate wave, even though I got the best. I still came out on top. You know what I'm saying? I still came out on top. Total confession. So, you know, I ran shit tonight. I just want y'all to know that. So, I love y'all. I'm going to hit y'all on the flip side. But bitch got to handle business. Hollywood Big Cat Records like the fucking flyer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell my friend, me that. Just tell them no, because tell them really got wasted time with having the whole shit, because the nigga Hollywood need a record deal. I do everything.
You need to come up here next Sunday. They got a showcase. The winner gets a developmental deal.
Yeah, I know. You said next Sunday?
Oh, yeah, you did the flyer. Shit. Yeah, it's next Sunday. I'm
flying
it.
Yeah, like, come on, I know exactly what it is. I'll see what I can do. I might get up.
But I'm meeting them for the first time on Sunday, and I'll be talking to them and stuff like that. So we might go. I mean,
hey, look, this time you got our orders. I give you 45%.
Yo, don't get that bro shit. Don't get that motherfucking shit, son. Yo, shit, don't give a shit, son. Don't get that motherfucking nothing, man. Yo, just
you
tell your mama telling my phone what you need.
Senior citizen, pussy robber, shut up.
Hey, yo, open your mouth. Tell my man what he needs. All right, you're my deal, nigga. Off the felony. Stop playing.
Oh, yeah, Big Cat did come on. Yeah, Big Cat did come on when Kafani was on. Motherfucker don't never give an interview. He done turned down Vibe, Double XL, all of the urban magazines. But you get on my radio show and you tell me you want to fuck me. That's the wrong thing to do.
He wants to fuck me.
Yeah, he did. He said he's a big nigga with a big dick, and he wants to fuck me.
They kept him that pussy up.
That's dangerous.
That's what y'all meeting for on Sunday?
Huh?
That's what y'all meeting for on Sunday?
No, I'm meeting for Sunday because it'll be our first time meeting, and they're going to be in my hometown. When you did that flyer, that's for here.
Right,
so they're coming down, and so it's like so we're all going to meet.
Where are they from?
They're from Atlanta.
Are they from Atlanta? What the hell? Yeah, so they need to get with me, for real.
They're in Atlanta. What the hell is this? Yeah, they're in the A. Big Cat mostly, he be in the A or he be in L.A. with his artist, Kafani. Mel, he owns the fucking Marietta Storm.
Yeah? So,
yeah.
You need to, well, I'll talk to you later about all that. But yeah, all right. That's good shit.
Yeah, that's my
people. I fuck with Big Cat Records. I'm his new Gucci man, though. I know you.
Yeah, matter of fact, when I talked to them on Sunday, they was like, when I speak to them and meet them, I'm going to talk about having Gucci come on the show. That's going to be crazy. I might have to speak slowly so he can understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Why does someone hang up? Calling me on the other line and shit, like I'm not still on the air.
Because he probably got kicked off. He can't get back in. Tell Sean I'm going to send him that number for Nate. Mr. J, I'm going to hit you on the flip side. Hollywood, I'm going to hit you on the flip side. But I got to go. I love y'all. The city is over. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow, 2 to 4. Bye.
One love.
Peace.
One love.